This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy snowy Wednesday to you. We're late getting back to you because we're sitting here with Alderwoman Daniela Velasquez, and we're just talking and getting to know each other and
forgot all
about you guys. It's her fault. Blame it all on her. So we kind of did this off the air, but introduce yourself to the DGS audience.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for having me here.
You're welcome.
My name is Daniela Velasquez. I am the alderwoman or alderperson or council member of the 6th Ward in the city of St. Louis. So that is Shaw, the neighborhoods of Shaw, Tower Grove South, Compton Heights, and a little bit of Dutchtown.
Okay, and you're county bred, born and bred.
County born and bred. Grew up in Baldwin, Missouri, where my parents still live. I think you're going to ask me the famous St. Louis question.
Hit it.
So I'm going to say I went to Marquette High School. Where they had the three-legged Mustang on the wall.
And what do people say about Marquette? I know a few, like MICDS, and those you're like, oh, you're rich. Like, what's Marquette known for?
Probably not being Lafayette.
Fair enough.
So my siblings, we talked about this. They're a lot older than me, and they actually went to Lafayette. But I went to Marquette. And, you know, I mean, we had a great water polo team when I was there. Great women's or girls swim team, cross country, things like that.
Who are you in high school?
Oh, probably the slightly nerdy. You know, I did a little bit of everything. I was on the debate team 1 year, probably not surprising for this job.
Mm-hmm.
I was yearbook another year. I actually tried doing shot put 1 year, found out that was not.
Yeah, you don't look like a shot putter.
That's
no,
a lot of work.
No. Also ran cross country a year. I just tried a little bit of student council another year.
Mm-hmm.
Really liked academics. Really liked, you know, I took AP government my sophomore year in high school. And actually, funny fact, I ran into my AP government teacher just this past summer. I met her husband, and he heard me over say something and ended up being Miss Johnston, who lives not in my ward. I think she might live in the 4th ward. But I remember parts of Miss Johnston's class super well all these years later. So that's kind of a fun, like,
we're opposite. I audited home ec for the second time my senior year in high school, and I didn't know what GPA stood for. I literally didn't. We were signing each other's autographs, our yearbooks, senior year, and someone said, oh, hey, Scott got into Rolla. His GPA was high enough. And I said, what's a GPA? And everyone laughed, and I had to go ask someone else. Like, I just did. I didn't know they kept track of those things.
But see, this surprises me now, knowing more a little bit about you.
I'm kind of a unicorn.
Yeah, I just learned for everybody on the, you know, that you went to law school before you did this and
yes.
practiced law. And-
yes.
So
yeah.
I'm a little skeptical.
I'm a mixed bag.
And then you didn't know what all that.
No, no. I was busy. I was busy auditing home ec and playing drums and soccer, and I just couldn't have cared less. Yeah, and the same thing, like, for no one in my family, my sister went to college, and she was the first, but I, college, smallage. Like, there's no way I'm going to college. And then the day before I went to work with my dad at Shell, I got a scholarship offer to go to SIU. And I'm like, yeah, why not? And so then I got to put off real life 3 more years. And that's all it was with law school. But it was fun. I played a lot of golf. Yeah.
What I mean, training for lawyers, right? They play a lot of golf.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Like, my daughter is in a program at KU. Sorry, I know you're Mizzou grad. But she's in a program to start law school in her 4th year of undergrad. And I've told her, I'm like, the law degree, like, you can do anything. Like, you don't have to go be a lawyer. You can do something else. She's into social justice and stuff. I'm like, yeah, go do that. So let's get back to you. You're here because I've seen you on television. I was impressed. You seem very bright and very provocative. And so I'm like, we need to get this person on. Tell me about your journey into becoming an alderwoman.
Sure. So it's kind of been a, what's the right phrase? A long, strange road. Mm-hmm. Is that the, but no, before this, I mean, I was in communications. I've kind of done a range of things. I did go to Mizzou. My double majored in journalism and history. 2 favorite quotes in the world for each degree, both Mark Twain, because I'm born and raised in Missouri, is history doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme. And the only difference between the right word and the almost right word is the difference between lightning and a lightning bug. I feel like those 2 things have kind of guided my career.
Yeah.
So did communications and started my career as a journalist. First was a newspaper reporter in Florida. That was my first full-time job, was at the Tallahassee Democrat in Tallahassee, Florida, where nobody warned me that the further north you go, the more southern it is. So I actually got called a Yankee a few times. That was interesting.
I could have warned you about Tallahassee.
Yeah, he's a Miami grad.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got the whole...
Yeah. Yeah. No cows down there.
But after I did news and I worked in news in Tampa, and then I moved back here in 2014, so... did consulting, public relations and communication consulting. I actually was a civic engagement consultant for the Ferguson Commission, so I was a part of that whole process. And then did some more consulting. I was the inaugural Latino fellow at the Mosaic Project, so did a lot of research and help kind of guide the way for the work they do for the Latino community here back in, I guess, 2016. And then I worked as the director of communications for the ACLU during the first Trump administration. Decided I needed a break from all of that and went to private industry. So worked for a small firm, and then I ended up working for Fleischmann Hiller before I decided to run for office. So I worked with big kind of Fortune 500 clients. And then, you know, my kind of the classic story, somebody asked me to run, and my first initial said was like, no, I mean, I like my life. It's not complicated. I mean, it's complicated in the ways I can understand.
Yeah.
You know, left it. And then I, you know, it was right around the consolidation. And, you know, I said, okay, well, I've been talking about all these things. I have a sort of a broad set of experiences and, you know, kind of put up or shut up. I can't complain about wanting things to change if I don't try and do something.
So
here I am.
So, as you know, we had Michael Butler on yesterday, who's running for mayor, and I asked him about you know, race in the African-American community, and we had a good discussion about that. You don't hear nearly as much about the Latino community in St. Louis. Tell me about it.
Well, we're here. So my family's from Puerto Rico originally. Both my parents were born there. It's a smaller community compared to like other cities like Chicago, New York. I think we're about 3-3.5%, depending on the numbers. One thing about the community here is that you have somebody from everywhere. So you have somebody from representing every Latin American country. And typically, you know, to compare like St. Louis and Kansas City, our path, the Latino path of immigration here is a little bit different in the sense that a lot of, it's not to say that we don't have a broad section of people, but a lot of the people came here because they recruited from by like the big multinational companies that were here. Mm-hmm. And so you have a lot of that kind of, you know, people who came to work for corporations here. And then that's why you have some like Mosaic Project, for example, has this spouse program where they have like these, it's not spousal support, but they have these programs to basically help spouses of people who move here, not just Latinos, make friends and kind of settle in, because that is part of the immigrants, a good chunk of the immigrants who come here, new Americans. So that is part of the community. And that's actually how my family came here, because my dad got a job with Western Electric back in the day, which was AT&T. And they said New Jersey or St. Louis. And my parents chose St. Louis, and they moved here in the late 60s. There's somebody from everybody, yeah, from everywhere here.
So the first issue I heard you talking about on television was the city manager, which the mayor wasn't a big fan of because she thought that was kind of doing her job. Just flesh that out for us.
Sure. So, you know, and one thing I've said over again, and I will continue to say, it's not about the current administration. But I do think, you know, in all the things that the city is facing, and some of the challenges, right? Like, we're not, St. Louis is unique, but we're not that different from any other urban city, right? We've got some of the problems that our urban cities have. So, in thinking about how do we solve some of these long-term challenges, when I was looking at different charter changes, it kind of became apparent that a lot of cities have city managers or city administrators, and that is somebody who, and an office that their job is to manage the day-to-day operations of the city, something like a COO, but somebody who ideally stays for more than one administration, and they are tasked with the nitty-gritty of, I know we're back to the snow days, but like how things run, how things, you know, from the streets to the snow plows to refuse to knowing best practices to, you know, managing not just personnel, but budgets, all these things that are streamlined and helping really just the operations, the nuts and bolts kind of operations of the city. And a lot of really successful cities that are thriving and growing have a city manager. So places like, you know, the most obvious one for us in here in Missouri is Kansas City. They've had one, I think, since about the 1920s, 1925. Dallas, growing, has a city manager. Charlotte, growing, thriving, city manager. And, you know, in kind of being, you know, maybe I have fresh eyes since I've only been at this almost a couple years. But there's some things I think that I think people operate in the systems that they're in. And there's some things that it isn't anybody's fault, but you can only do so things so well if you're working in an outdated system. If you look at our org chart and if you just look at the city's org chart and you look at other org charts, you will see that ours has all sorts of very odd angles and things because everything is kind of spread out and siloed. Could we do things more efficiently and better if they were streamlined? I think so, right? And I think that, 59% of cities over 100,000 people have a city manager. There's tons of research. I think two-thirds of cities that have Moody's AAA rating have a city manager administrator. There's all sorts of data. Like, this isn't why it may be a progressive idea or a big idea for St. Louis. It's worked well in other places, and there's
a lot. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. And so, that is something I've proposed. It's a charter change, and it would be a significant change in the structure of the city. But I do feel like just kind of looking at, and again, just, I mean, part of when I was putting together Bill, I was looking at org charts. I had, you know, all these different ones from different cities, and you can just see that for anybody, it would be difficult to try and manage all these things that are in different places. And to me, I don't want to jump in and suppose some of the questions that you're going to ask. I mean, to me, part of the problem that we're having in St. Louis is that we are lacking a long-term vision. And I feel like, I feel like that's coming from a lot of different places, but I feel like part of what we see in city services and in the city is that we are reactive to everything that we're doing. So services feel reactive because they are under an administration. And if we change administrations, how we administer services changes. But then you have big capital projects, like we should be thinking about redeveloping the riverfront. That is a project that probably would take more than one administration, probably more than two, maybe three, right? Well, is it realistic to think that without some continuity, can we do that? And some of these bigger questions about, you know, how to spend the Rams money, how to invest downtown, what's our long-term vision? I mean, same thing with city services. We've never had, you know, to the mayor's credit, putting together the transportation mobility plan is a big step. We've never had a citywide streets plan. We don't have what other cities do where we have these 3-year, 5-year, 10-year capital improvement plans. We are, if you think about us being a business, right, I'm not saying that we're going to privatize, but we are like a billion dollar organization. You would not run a $1 billion corporation on a year-to-year plan, or even a four-year-to-year plan. You would not run it reactively, right? You would run it, you'd run it
yeah.
longer.
Can you stick around in another segment? Good, we have questions.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DG Ash, we're with Daniela Velasquez, who is an alderwoman, and we only have like 3 minutes left. We'll have to have you back again with more time, but sort of a little bit of a ham-fisted, vague question, but you're on the inside. We know that St. Louis is down right now, and we're losing population and losing businesses. How close are we to turning this thing around if we did the right things?
You know, I heard Governor Kehoe on your show, mm-hmm. and I want to echo what he said. And I do think that St. Louis's best days and hopefully Missouri's best days are ahead of us. I think that we do have to make some bold decisions, right? And we have to get over this changes scary thing. I think we've got to make some changes, some bold changes, and shift things. Obviously, I think the city manager is a great way to do it. I think that we have to figure out ways to work with each other, not against each other. I think that fragmentation is a real thing that hurts us. And I know I speak for my ward, but I also, you know, I also think that we as a region, as electeds, need to figure out ways to reduce that fragmentation, because what we do is we compete with ourselves, which just hurts us nationally. And we've got to stop doing that. And, you know, I think we have to think about smart ways for economic development. I think that we're on the right track with these scorecards for incentives, and incentives can be a good thing. And I think they are a good thing if done the right way. But we've got to, you know, and I, look, I'm a progressive, whatever that means. So I do believe in helping people, and we also have to have sustain it, right? So we've got to figure out how to have the revenue to be able to sustain the things that lift people up at the same time. And that's a really hard balance. So I think we've got to look at ways to make some bold changes, realize that, you know, it's not St. Louis versus St. Charles or, you know, the city versus Chesterfield, that we're all in it together. And find ways to really boost our region and look at ways to reduce the fragmentation so, you know, we can compete nationally and globally.
Is it more personality driven or more policy driven? Where are our real problems, do you think, right now?
I think they're a little bit of both. You know, I think St. Louis has the city has a really tough structure. And I think that needs to be changed. I also think the county, it looks like, and I'm not as familiar with the county, has some structural problems too. And then I think the structural problems just make it easier for personality conflicts to get in the way.
Yeah, makes sense. Thank you. Come back soon.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.